Yo, I say money don't make you solid. It makes you 10 times more of the person you was before you got it. Let's get it started.
Yo, Mike, start the pod in 3, 2, 1.
Look at your stiff ass. When we took this break, we should have seen what number this was on the pod.
134.
Man, I got it. Welcome to 134, the TMI podcast. How y'all doing? Happy holidays, niggas. It's Kwanzaa time.
Get up. I can't get up. I got wires on
my feet. I got this chrome on this Bugatti. I'm strong in this Bugatti. Two games ain't no such thing. Ain't driving chrome in this Bugatti. What up, people? I gotta turn up because last week was so fucked up. I got the Henny in the cup. You cut that shit down.
Bad as you was trying to make it seem.
What up, people? Episode 134 or 5. Robin says 134 of the TMI podcast. That's toxic masculinity issues. You know us, we bring that toxic shit to the forefront. Nigga, I'm one of a kind, but I'm kind of the one. Hollywood Nikki.
When I'm on TV, I gotta look good because I know the whole block watch.
If you got the same drop, be mad. Mike Fresh.
I still ain't doing it. Fresh.
Looking man, like wealth. Man, I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself.
Man. Man, you were in a vibe. Get rid of that fucking drop. Get a new drop.
That's, nigga, you hating on Jigga?
Man, let's go with the best model in town. Let's talk about the podcast, Deonica McKeel.
So fuck a fantasy, it's your motherfucking moment.
And the last time you're going to see just Robin, because she is fucking fired. Live on air, just Robin, the yoga queen.
Listen to Eric.
Man, that Henny strong.
Eric in on the shit.
Hey, yo, Eric. Man, this shit strong. Start off, D-Mac, how your week was?
I don't even remember. It was straight, I think. Just busy, like, too much stuff.
Nigga, how you don't know your week and I know your week?
Because I did too much stuff and I don't be remembering that much. You know, I be forgetting everything. I only remember, like, what I want to remember. I think I did a lot of work. I think that's really what it was. It's a lot of photo shoots and internet and creativity. You got to use your brain, and it's like,
say Dino.
But fuck you. So East outfit.
I do look good.
I didn't say that. You look nice and pastel.
You like a what kind of juror? What you did, nigga?
Like Dez Bryant.
What you did for the week?
Work, yoga. Yep, that's it.
That's cool. Photo shoot Fresh. What's popping, nigga? What's up?
Shit. This is my first day off, so you know what the fuck I did all week.
Masturbated.
I ain't worked.
Okay.
I mean, shit, that's right. Man, y'all always boring, that. Man. Shit. Man, y'all better turn up. Y'all niggas too,
Well, what you did?
All right, for starters, after this podcast, I went to a party. What up, Terrence?
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Nah, nigga. No. No, shut the fuck up, nigga. Now I'm on.
You was with me.
Now I'm on. Yo, my nigga Terrence had a party, like a housewarming Christmas party. It was dope as a motherfucker. Nice crib and shit. I saw Millie Mama.
She was at the party?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's his wife, cousin.
She was looking good, too.
She was. I hit him up. I was like, your mama was rolling.
Hey, whoa. You know what we say. Then on Sunday, I had my holiday party at Harbor Freight. Shit was all right. Nigga couldn't get loose like I want to. Man, this week was full of everybody shopping and shit. Super busy. Hey, yo, Scott, eat a dick. My district manager, nigga eat a dick, man. Always popping up and shit. But I told myself, after that horrible performance last week, I got to come out like Kobe. So everything going to be ISO on me. I got to come out like Kobe. Hey, yo, real talk, though. It's all the podcast, huh? Keep it a buck. It's all the lead of podcast. Thanks, y'all.
I mean, honestly, it's not really hard to me. It's just not my show. So, I mean, I do my own podcast, and I usually podcast alone. And if I do podcast with someone, I mean, it's all really
right.
Not.
All right. Hey, Robin, did I not give you and Deonica free reigns to run the show as y'all own? I said that, right? Y'all have free reigns. So whatever she's saying right now has no credence. Y'all have free reigns to do what y'all want. Am I right or wrong? Am I right or wrong?
Yes, you're right. However.
Hold up. These niggas wouldn't even. They trying to talk. They ain't no backstory. They're just talking.
The style.
Y'all can run whatever style y'all wanted to. Me and Mike played the. We played the backfield.
You didn't play that much of
this. I had to because. Say, bruh. That ship was sinking. No. Man, abandoned ship. Mayday, mayday. Say, Mike, was that plane not. We need a parachute for that plane, huh? Am I not lying?
I was trying to figure out where it was going. Like, I ain't know.
There's no backstory. It was talking. The audience know what's going on. But fuck, man. Let's get it popping, man. What's going on entertainment so far? Because I ain't got no topic. You know what I want to talk about? They sentenced Jonathan Majors. Well, he didn't get sentenced yet, but he got found guilty.
Yeah.
If he did it, good.
I mean, from the video, I saw all he did was run. I saw him running a lot. Shit.
That boy running like a track star.
Right.
That nigga took off.
He running from her, so I'm trying to figure out when he put hands on her, if he was running from her.
Was there not other evidence? I mean, they convicted him.
I mean, they off them boo-ass text messages.
If we want to do law, the way law is set up, if they want to get you, they can get you guilty on, like, a lot of things by the way they word shit. Or they can get you off on a lot of things by the way they word shit. Like, George Zimmerman clearly killed Trayvon Martin.
Right.
But the wording of it, he got acquitted by the wording of it. There is no video evidence of Jonathan Majors hitting her.
Doesn't mean he didn't do it. A lot of abuse is not recorded.
He said he didn't do it. So what we talking about? Like, if somebody says they didn't do it, in the video I see of him running away while she's chasing him, I don't know. Like, if he say he ain't doing it, there's the proof of him doing it. Who word am I stand by? Assumption?
Or maybe the people that convicted him?
You think innocent? You think all innocent people are guilty? I mean, people that go to jail are guilty?
No.
They got buku innocent people. You know that, right? They got buku innocent people in jail. You know Emmett Till died for the same reason, right? I'm comparing that on the fact that he allegedly fucked with a white woman. He whistled at a white woman, and he got crucified. So Jonathan Majors is dealing with a white woman, so he's getting crucified. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's no evidence at all that he did anything. There's no evidence at all. I don't care if he's guilty or innocent. I don't care about this nigga. But I just go by what I see. There is no evidence that say he did it. But it seems like you go by word of mouth. Like, okay, she said he did it. Okay, Robin, if you say I hit you right now, I should go to jail?
He was convicted. Did we look at the court records? They're public record. I haven't, but I mean, he was convicted.
The evidence is weak.
That's what
was it?
They got people that's convicted that's innocent. You know that, right? Yeah.
It was a lot of bullshit evidence.
From your standpoint,
like they used the text message where he said, "Oh, if you call the police, it's not going to turn out good for neither one of us." They used that as a sign of guilt. The one when he said he was going to kill himself and she called the police on, they used that shit against him too.
Now, one of the messages said I fucked you up, I hit you, I choked you, I did anything.
Yeah, pictures of her, but if she had bruises, but they ain't have no marks.
I
mean, what is bruises?
Like, they were supposed to have pictures of her with bruises on her face from when he hit her, but the pictures didn't have nothing on the picture. Like, I'm looking at the picture, I'm like, well, where the fuck is the black eye at, or the bruise on her face that she supposed to be taking a picture of? It was just it was skin.
Oh, one of the charges he got found guilty of was putting her in the car.
Yeah.
Like, he got out the car. So she got out of the car. He walked away. She followed him. So he picked up and put her in the car. She got out. Well, she was like, "Don't put me in the car." Then he started running like he took off. She started running after him. He's faster. So, and he's in pretty good shape. So he dusted her about a block away. Oh, yeah. But I just find it funny that didn't know you thought that everybody who's in jail is guilty.
That's not what I said.
That's exactly what you said, though. No. You said he was convicted.
Yeah. They got. Because you're saying that there's no evidence, and has anyone looked at the court documents? It's my.
Yes, nigga, I filed the case. Like, he got found guilty of putting her in the car. That was simple assault. So in the way, if you word something a certain kind of way, like Robin, when you bump me over there, if I press charge, you, that would have been assault. You've been convicted of it, but obviously that wasn't no you didn't cause no damage to me. Shit, it didn't hurt me at all. I was straight.
Just a lot of bullshit. I didn't. His career ruined over this shit. But no, I don't like that shit.
No, it's what he get though.
I mean,
yeah. No, they got one rule. I don't fuck with them white girls.
Yeah.
Nah, nigga, let's be real. Don't fuck with them white girls. Like, when your career's ascending, man, leave them white people alone. Same shit happened to Columbus Short. You know Columbus Short?
Yeah.
You know Columbus Short?
I don't know.
Stump the Yard.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't know his name.
I don't know what happened with that nigga, but he was hot as fish grease. He was on Scandal.
I like that movie.
He was on Scandal, too, yeah.
Yeah. Something happened with that nigga. We had a domestic violence charge.
Yeah.
He can't get a job now.
He got fired from Scandal. And that
got
was
fired it. From Scandal.
With a white girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. Man, get you a black queen. Stop fucking these whiteies.
He talking to you. You laughing?
Chill. What are you even talking about?
You know. You know.
Yo. About the one white boyfriend I had.
There's one too many.
Exactly.
Yo. But I don't word it like this, but it's kind of common. Dog, look at Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Dog, look at Andy Edwards. Dog, everybody got one type of girl.
I was saying that the other day.
Like everybody got one. Like
I don't understand. They
women are
rich,
so beautiful.
Right.
And in every shade.
They start fucking with the same kind of chick.
The same prototype.
Yeah.
Like Light skin, big titties, straight black hair.
Yep.
Big ass. Pouty lips.
They fuck with IG models.
They fuck with the same type of chick, all of them.
I just move for Mike when I get paid. Because I already got a list of women I'm going after.
That's the men too, huh?
This nigga here.
All right, but all right. I don't want to be on that court shit.
Yeah.
You got a child. All right. Say, Deonica, say you become financially sufficient, like you get a lot of bread. Are you going to leave that money to your child? Or are you going to make them work to get it?
That's a good question. Because I feel like the kind of person that I'm becoming and the way that my parents raised me is just going to be naturally, it's going to come natural for me to teach my daughter the value of a dollar, how you have to work to get your money. You can't just be lazy. But I feel like I would have to leave it for my kid, because I just feel like that's the most logical thing to do, is to leave the money within the family. So to make my answer short, I would say just give it to my kid.
Say, Rob, how you feel about, like, you worth like $100 million. Would you leave that money to your offspring, like just off rip, or they gotta like go through obstacles and hoops to get it?
Off rip. My family, not just my offspring, but yeah.
See, Fresh, same question.
Oh yeah, I'm leaving it to my kids, but like everybody ain't getting shit. Like cousins and aunties, it's for the kids.
Nah. I'm talking about like just strictly as a parent.
Yeah, all right. Like an inheritance.
They got a chef. What's that nigga named? Guy Fieri. He a chef.
Yeah.
He popular chef. Mm-hmm. He worth $100 million, mm-hmm. estimated. He was like, no, nah, white dude. You know him when you see him. Like you know him when you see him.
Yeah, you know.
They only got like three chefs.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Once you see the picture, I'm gonna show you a picture. Okay.
So he was like, he worth $100 million, but when he died, his family can't get the money. His children can't get the money unless they acquire 2 degrees.
and I'm on like Instagram, and people like, yeah, that's right. Teach them kids. Yeah, make them work for it. And I completely disagree.
Like, if he want him to go to school, just tell him, I want you to go to school. Why you got to try to put parameters on an inheritance? Like, just be honest with him. Be like, I want y'all to get an education. You might not appreciate it now, but in the long run, if you probably going to see some benefit to it. Just be honest with him.
And people like, man, for $100 million, I go get 2 degrees and shit like that. Hey, bro, some of y'all niggas, I went to high school with y'all. Y'all dumb as fuck. Like, a lot of y'all niggas failed the leap test, bro. Like, for real.
And if they don't get it, we going to be on that Bill Gates shit. We just leave it to a charity or some shit. That's what he plan on doing.
Shit, I don't know. I guess he's saying, he going to take it with him or whatever. But, like, if I'm worth $100 million, my kid ain't got to do shit. Nigga, blow that money. I'm going to be dead anyway. Nigga, if you blow this on you, nigga, I'm dead. Right. What the fuck?
Right. It's not like you're going to be there to bail him out. So, yeah you on your own. You blow through this $100 million. Y'all niggas on y'all own after that.
Man. I don't think it's right that you trying to put parameters and force a kid to attain education. Like, what if you told him, like, go get a trade or something? Like, college is not for everybody.
Like, just do something. Like, I guess
I got a nigga on here right now lying to somebody got degrees. Lying is a motherfucker. Lying.
Who?
How many degrees you got? 3. Nigga be lying. Lying for no reason. I ain't never saw her pick a textbook up. Never saw her study. Never saw a lab. Never saw a report card. Go give me a report card, nigga. Go give me a report card, nigga. Nigga, I'm with Robin a lot. I know Robin a lot. I talk to her. I know her. I ain't never saw her do nothing.
She be sticking with
that. I read every day.
Oh, Lord. What? Instagram? Facebook?
Well, actually, I do read on that. But no, I have books, but you know, for them to read it to me. I tried. I got the Kindle.
Oh, Kindle. Thing.
Sound like a liar. No, you ain't.
At first, I didn't like Robin, it, but like I started.
You
last
don't
year,
have
like,
to lie to impress the audience. We don't believe you. All right, fuck it. I got a doctorate in doctor shit. It's surgery.
I'm thinking about going to get my doctorate.
They be lying. All right, bro. Go, yeah. Sure.
Our law school. We'll see which one. Nigga, that's a JD.
Nigga, so. Nigga be throwing shit at the wall, hoping it stick. I'm thinking about being an astronaut tomorrow. I'm thinking about being the king of England. What's we doing? We just making shit up.
But fuck, I think he's just trying to get them. They could just do something. Like, they ain't got to go to school to be something. Like, everybody got this misconception that you got to go to school to be successful, but you really don't.
Hey, I'm pretty successful. I ain't got no degree.
They got other avenues.
In fact, I make a lot more than y'all niggas with degrees. I know niggas with masters ain't touching me.
Right. Like they got
I'm not taking a shot at you, though.
They got different paths to success.
I'm feeling shot.
Like they don't have one way. They don't have one linear path to success. Like,
yeah, because you can start robbing niggas to be successful.
This nigga here, dog.
Hey, yo, this off topic, bro. This off topic real quick, but you know it's Christmas time, and y'all niggas celebrate Christmas, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. Sort of.
Talking that
my
Mike.
Family does. Oh, so, yeah.
What you is? Hmm? What you celebrate?
I celebrate Christmas.
I buy shit for my nieces and
nephews.
I try
to get out of it, but my family does it, so I can't.
No, you can do it. My family do it. I celebrate Kwanzaa. Yeah. All right, but what's the best Christmas song? And you gotta give me like 4 bars of you gotta sing it a little bit.
Right. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh yeah.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Little shoo shoo and little beep beep.
What's your favorite Christmas song? Any one of y'all? We heard Mike.
I don't know. I have several of them.
Nigga, name one.
Joy.
Sing it.
No, because it's Whitney Houston. I can't
touch
that.
We all going 4 bars. You got to give me something. You got to give me something.
I'm not touch that Whitney Houston song. The Preacher's Wife is my favorite Christmas album.
That's a Christmas album?
Yes.
Not giving a fuck is me. What's your favorite Christmas song? Is Robin going to be a part of the pool, but ain't going to sing it?
I really don't have one. But the only thing that's going through my head is like Chris Brown singing This Christmas. Like. That's
in like, this Christmas,
like that's the only thing I could think of.
Okay.
They didn't put all the songs. So all right,
I'm gonna do you one better, man. What's the best song at a cookout?
Frankie Beverly.
Frankie Beverly.
She going away.
And before I let go, that's the first thing I popped in my head. I don't
know, it's like a whole, but that's definitely a cookout song. I hear that song, that's what I think about.
Nah, man, it's
Have we been saying cookout?
A barbecue, what we call it? Okay. Same thing. Niggas say barbecue. Cookout. All right, what the fuck we say cookout? Man, it's September, man. I don't know the words, but it be.
That whole place.
When that shit come on, it's over, huh? Man, what a chicken that. You remember? That shit come on, you know you got potato salad in your hand and everything. That's a joke. Okay, what song you like hearing at the cookout, at the barbecue?
I like the line dancing song.
Frankie Beverly. That's like the number one line dance song of all time.
Bruh, you gotta remember, I'm 90, baby.
You want swag surf at the barbecue?
Shout out to Billy Mama.
I'm talking about like when they be rolling. Like, right, for less time. Slide to the left.
Slide the cha-cha to the right. Slide on Frankie like Beverly?
That. Yeah.
That's fun to me.
You know what bothered me? I told you already. We canceled that nasty ass nigga R. Kelly. We canceled him. I want to hear Ignition so bad. I've been tweaking to hear that, but I refuse to play it. But I've been tweaking to hear that shit, nigga.
Then he could use the play.
Oh, yeah, he got to pay his victims, dog.
Yeah, let that stream fly, dog.
I still can't do it, man. That's a nasty nigga, yeah, bro.
He need the revenue streams, dog.
That nigga been nasty, though. How we let him slide? How they let him slide with Aaliyah?
Who's we? What am I do?
I said that's when I said they.
You think I'm a kid?
We were kids.
With no power, what am I do? R. Kelly, you nasty man.
He was making hits, that's why. Right.
Hold on, man. My name is passed around Aaliyah. Aaliyah's getting passed around. Dame Dash.
Jay-Z. Oh, yeah.
Me. In my head. I saw Queen of the Damn, man. That me came out.
I wasn't on Aaliyah like
Romeo
that.
Romeo Must Die.
I wasn't on her like that. I think because everybody else liked that. I wasn't on her.
I liked
her
as a man.
Oh, I'm talking. Like, even in high school, niggas, we used to be sweating her.
Nah, high school, I wasn't sweating her. I like Jessica Alba.
Dr. Uma, I'm calling Dr. Uma on this nigga.
Where's Jessica Alba?
Honey.
The action snow bunny. She was perfect, dog.
She like she fucking, was, yeah. Like Palestinian or some shit. Dark Angel.
Dark Angel, yeah.
Perfect dog again.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo. All right, if a rich nigga get you pregnant, it's for y'all too.
Yeah.
If a rich nigga get you pregnant.
He not my husband?
No.
Are you fuck?
But he a rich nigga, not like me rich, not like nigga rich. He like white people rich, like 30 million a year rich. If he gets you pregnant and actually get the abortion, what you gonna do?
I'm not getting an abortion.
And he give you $100,000 to get the abortion.
No.
So you gonna turn down 100K?
Yes. And I'm not fucking no random niggas, so he's my
it
man.
It be some nigga you cool with, y'all kicking it.
Cool. Hey,
Robin, stop it, nigga. With. Robin, stop it. God. He's a millionaire. Stop it.
You think he's a millionaire? I'm just like, yeah.
Yes.
No.
Yes. So you fucking broke niggas for free?
I'm not fucking anyone.
I don't believe that. All right, Deonica. NBA player. Worth a lot of money. You get pregnant by him and he has no sympathy at all. This nigga reckless.
You telling him messages? Yeah. Yes.
This nigga talking crazy. Take the pill. Get the pill. Nah, I ain't ready for no kid, yo. Like, Dad, she took the pill. My lawyer gonna handle it. Don't talk to me. That nigga, wow. All right, but say, give me, we in New Orleans, Zion.
Freaky Z.
That's so crazy because, like, I literally, my first time seeing a picture of this dude was, like, on Ivy's birthday. For real. Like, I didn't know who he was.
Zion Williamson?
That's the basketball dude.
Yeah.
Right? Freaky Z. No.
So if Zion gets you pregnant.
Ew. He's not even cute.
Nigga, money ain't got no face.
I mean, he like.
Well, okay. Boy Robin, though.
Who ugly right now? Who ugly? Give me ugly female right now.
Would y'all fuck him, then?
Oprah?
Right.
I said, give me ugly female.
Oprah. Oprah, she ain't look good, but I'll fuck
But I mean, money ain't got no face.
Oprah.
We'll fuck Oprah, yes.
Yes.
Nigga.
Would you fuck Zion?
That's a woman. I mean, that's a man.
Yeah, money ain't got no face.
If I'm supposed to engage in something like, because they have money.
That's a false parallel. Like you fuck. Yes or no? It? You fucked the man before, right? Yes, okay.
You fucked the ugly man before too, I bet.
Yes, yes, you did. Nigga, yeah, Robin, you don't, you damn the ugly man yourself. So, like, you fucked the man before. That's what you do. Like, you done it. We don't fuck men. We're heterosexual.
Right. I'm going to fuck an ugly lady. Statement: money ain't got no face. I'm supposed to do this because
rich ugly lady, like Oprah.
Yes, I'll fuck a rich ugly lady. That's the equivalence.
Oprah.
No,
that's the equivalence.
What you're stating is I'm supposed to lower my moral compass just in the face of money. So then I'm acting.
Wait, I'm asking why you're so picky. You kind of picky. Like
if it don't have you, no face.
Hey, bro, hold up. Hold up. This a top 10 nigga, and you got him at the bottom of the barrel. He top 10. You tell this nigga
that's
no?
That's a good question, yes. Robin.
So, go back to my question. Money don't have
but,
no face.
But, like, Robin.
I'm doing some gay for pay shit.
I'm a top tier nigga.
That's not the same thing.
Like,
gay for pay.
Hold up.
And you fucking
hey, Mike, never mind.
Fucking somebody hey, Mike. I'm not in love with.
See, Mike, stop it, dog. You can't argue with stupid.
That's not stupid.
That is stupid.
That's a legit
Robin, you've been stupid all day, Robin. You've been stupid all day saying like everybody in prison that. Guilty and shit. You've been stupid all day, nigga.
I didn't say that.
That's exactly what you said. You've been stupid
that's
all day.
That's not what I said.
So fucking an ugly man for you and fucking an ugly woman for me is not the exact same thing? That's the exact same thing.
No.
How's
Matt, Mike, I told you stop, dog. You can't argue with dumb people. They gonna beat you with experience. They gonna beat you with experience.
In your scenario, it's lowering your moral compass okay, so in Deanna, the face of money.
So Deannica,
a lot of money.
Zion, who makes a lot of money, gets you don't. Pregnant.
Boy, fuck
he like, yo, I don't want the baby. What you gonna do?
I mean, honestly, I'm not getting an abortion. I'm that type of person. I feel like if we have an unprotected sex and I get pregnant, that's what unprotected sex leads to.
When he only get a check for $10 million.
Well,
baby, what? What mean, baby?
But that's
what baby?
$10 million, but if that's a whole life that I'm like.
Yeah,
gonna
so
be
kill a baby
into,
for money. Huh,
kill
bro?
A baby for money. Yeah,
not a baby, it's a fetus.
Yeah.
That's a.
No, it's not. It's not a grape. It's a grape. That's how it looks.
That's
how it looks. It's a baby.
It's going to grow.
That's how you
into
started.
A baby.
That's how I started. That's how y'all niggas started.
That's how you started.
Not me.
Oh literally, how you started.
I was born into a human. I was
You're
born like this.
Stupid as fuck.
Oh, I came out of the womb like this. Like, just kill the womb. What's up?
Bless your mom.
Thanks, bro. I'm not getting an abortion.
Abortion to be. You sound like a Republican right now.
Do I?
Yes, you said very much Republican. A fetus is a baby. That's who that
it's
sound like.
It's going to turn into a baby.
It's going to turn into a baby.
Okay. Yeah, no, she said a fetus is a baby. She didn't say turn into. She said a fetus is this big. She said that's a baby.
I am definitely
breastfeeded.
Pro-choice.
No, you however, don't sound like it.
Right, I am.
In fact, you was on episode with us.
Personally,
we should have had you on now. Republican ass.
A woman,
Mitt Romney,
should have the choice for their body. However, for my body. I'm not with it unless, you know,
I don't know.
Medical issues, whereas it was the safety of the baby, safety of my life, or they have situations like sexual assault, rape, you know.
Nah, can't no abortion. Your stance is no abortion. That's your stand, though. You got to be 10 toes down on either
no
side.
No abortion in your scenario.
Well, you got to be 10 toes down. I'm telling you.
I slept with. If
I'm worth $1 million and I sleep with you, you get pregnant, I'm telling you, get rid of the baby, I'm going to tackle you. Like that baby gone. Either he going away with abortion and a lot of money in your pocket, or I'm Goldberging you.
Hello 911.
Well, you getting spared. We were playing wrestling. She told me she like Goldberg.
So kill a baby.
Man, whatever. Yeah, everybody got to die one day, B.
Everybody got different moral.
Everybody die one day, B.
Everybody moral compass is different.
That's the Henny talking, bro. Everybody got to die one day. Fuck that. I'm tired of being a guy. I'm a villain now. 2024, I'm the villain. Fuck that.
But it's just 2022.
I also believe in being preventive. If you're not ready to have a baby, then you should take necessary precautions to not engage in acts and or protect yourself.
If I offer you this money, get rid of that baby or I'm tackling you.
I'm going to call you for you then.
I'm gonna call you for you.
But I'm gonna kill myself. What am I gonna do? Right. Oh man. Shout out to Anthony Edwards, man. Got somebody pregnant. He didn't want that baby.
That nigga said 100 kids.
Oh, but we talking about babies right now. You know who Dr. Jackie is?
Yeah.
How you feel about Dr. Jackie?
So I haven't been keeping up with it, but I read some commentary in doulas on my timeline, and so the doulas that I respect, they are not happy with her. So I'm taking that she said some pretty offensive things.
I mean, not as offensive as you. Hey, bro, you, hey, nigga, you offended me earlier. He got convicted, huh? Like, everybody who got convicted is guilty.
That's not what I said.
That's exactly what you said. You
don't want to let it go. That's not what I said.
That's exactly what you said. Like, in fact, dog.
Did you hear me say that?
This year, you pissed me off.
Thank you.
Hey, yo, I'm asking you one more time. One more time.
Shut the fuck. Don't ask me nothing about Dr. King.
Do you think Dr. King looks better than me?
Yup. Fuck. That's the answer you want?
All right, but, all right. I'm not really familiar with Dr. Jackie and her work, but I heard a snippet of her pretty much saying black women cry wolf when they pregnant.
That's what the fuck she said?
Yeah. Yeah, like they always
go. Dr. Jackie.
They complain about everything, overdramatic and shit. Bitch. Even though we got the highest mortality rate. Say it, Mike.
Yeah. They got the highest, black women got the highest mortality rate in the country.
In the United States, yes.
Yeah. Dr. Jackie.
She not going to see this, bro.
She a whole who.
She not going to see this.
That is...
Unless you gonna tag
unacceptable.
Her. Unacceptable. You're a real nigga. You gonna tag her?
I would tag her because that's unacceptable.
Okay, I'm not sure. He ain't gonna see it, but okay. Oh, shout out to Keith Lee. He saw when we talked about him. He saw that shit though. He was in that story.
Was he?
Yeah. I think I told you what happened.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, you told me. Damn, Doctor.
Say, Deonica, you the only person with actual child. I don't know how difficult your pregnancy was. But I know some women is pregnant. It's difficult. They got so many complications or whatever. I'm not that conscientious of everything that's going on. But I wouldn't want no doctor talking about I'm overdramatic when my body is changing. I'm scared. I'm concerned about my baby. There's so many stress levels that can affect the pregnancy. She a doctor or what?
So she's not for black people.
She a head doctor or something? She's like a mean one?
I don't know what kind of doctor she is. I'm assuming she probably like a gynecologist or some shit. I'm assuming she's speaking them all.
She's an OBGYN.
Yes.
Oh, she delivers babies.
Yeah. Oh man, I ain't about to be my doctor. She probably be killing people on purpose. I don't trust that hoe. Oh, you're crying. I'm not helping you. You're not getting no morphine. You don't get no epidermal. You're crying too much.
That's crazy. I know. I'm not gonna lie. I was blessed to have like a really okay pregnancy. My worst thing was I literally had headaches for like 6 months straight. A headache literally every single day for 6 months. And
you got that fire on your head.
Shut up. You're
oh, your hair is so cute.
Be like Charmander.
I love it. Thank you.
But it was hurt. It was very uncomfortable. It was really uncomfortable. I feel like you can't tell somebody that they're exaggerating because you're not inside their body. You don't know what they're experiencing. You don't know what they feel. So it's like that was a really weird and different. I'm not going to say weird. It was a very different experience, way different. And I'm 20. When I was pregnant, I was 21. I was young. I was scared. I was freaking out a little bit. But it was like you didn't have no choice but to go through it. So you can't tell somebody that they exaggerating on their experience. It's different for everybody. There's people who have more higher pain tolerance than some people. There are some people who can handle stress differently than other women. So it's just, it's going to be different. I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's nice to say about black women. And then to target just black women, us directly. I'm not even trying to be like that, but you know how many dramatic are? I don't even know.
Hey, nigga, it's a TMI podcast. You don't fucking bleep shit out.
Okay, look, white women be dramatic as fuck. It's fuck.
You scared of them or something? Why you blocking out? You scared?
No, I'm not scared.
All the shit I say, you scared?
I'm not scared. I'm just saying. I'm just not trying to flag y'all stuff or nothing like that. But
nigga, who gonna cancel us? Nigga, shit. We gonna redo the episode. I don't give a fuck.
So it's just you can't
next week.
You can't say that. That's not cool. That's lame. It's different for everybody.
Then it's worse because she a black woman. Like you supposed to. I hate black people who down black people like that for no reason.
Oh, she's a black.
Well,
lady.
It depends.
I
talk about black people. I like talking about black people. But it's fun. Yeah, like I'm tired of y'all big nigga lips. Y'all big nigga noses.
Oh fuck you.
All y'all want to do is dance and shit. Eat up all the chicken. Drink all the Kool-Aid.
Oh, okay. Pass me up with all that chicken.
Like, I like making fun of black people. That's fun. But I'm also empowering the black people.
Like that shit way too serious to be making light of. Like, people literally die every day giving birth.
Right.
for her to say some bullshit like that.
How you know?
Because people die every day, nigga.
How you know?
Because human beings die every day.
You don't know that? You saw somebody die today?
No, I don't see.
All right, then. So how you know that? You speculating. Prove it.
Why do you let him do this to you?
Oh, Lord. Because he always want me to pull out exact numbers. Like, here, this is the number of people I saw die today. Like, I go around seeking out death. What the fuck think I'm a Grim Reaper, nigga?
I didn't call the hospital. Yeah. Anybody died over that day?
Well, they dying right
I'll
now.
Call the borough.
I'll come watch. They dying?
It's New Orleans. Pull up the headlines. Somebody died.
Real life.
It's fake news.
He said fake news.
I got a question. Hey, Rob, me and you was arguing one time.
Okay.
I mean, that shit wasn't even funny. Like, no, like, nigga, like, stop being corny. Like, stop it. It was something funny in my laugh. That shit. Come on, dog. Come on, cut it out.
You just mad because I laughed good.
Did you do Joey?
Yes, he did. And he hate Joey.
Oh, how bad. But,
hey, Robin, we was arguing one time, and he was like, well, Nick, you're gaslighting. And I was like, well, you're not stupid, you sound?
You were gaslighting me.
No, define gaslighting for me. What is that?
In your words. I know we already read the definition.
Today?
Yeah.
Gaslighting is when you try to make someone feel crazy for their reaction to the things that you have done to them when they are legitimate, they're justified in it, and you try to make it seem like they're crazy for having a response like that.
That's not a bad definition. That's not the one. That's not. I looked at like five definitions. That wasn't none of them, but the ones I pulled up, that wasn't none of them. I pulled up like five of them during a week, but that would make sense. But I guess they were pretty much saying, I'm trying to make you believe something that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But however, how can you tell me if I tell you you came here at 7:30 and you're like, Nick, you're gaslighting. I wasn't that late.
Let me
have the floor. We can't talk together.
My perception.
Yeah, because it's my show. When we start the Robin show, I'm listening to you. But on Dominic's show, he's listening to me.
This is the Dominic show?
It's Dominic's show.
Let him get his point across.
Exactly.
Like, so
okay. It could be Dominic and Mike.
No matter who it is,
it ain't Robin. It's Dominic and Mike or Mike or Dominic.
So you get the cutoff.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm the mediator. I'm the moderator.
So she can respond.
Yes. But if my perception is one thing, I'm not deliberately trying to deceive you. That's my perception. From you ever heard of the Rashomon effect? We can experience the same thing, but we got different perceptions of what happened. That could be it. Like, I could have seen something and said, okay, from my perception, this is exactly what happened. And then you say something like, this is exactly what happened. But you telling me, oh, no, you gaslighting me. You trying to deceive me. No, I'm not. I'm telling you from my understanding of what I've seen, this is what happened. That gaslighting shit is not real. The only way gaslighting is factual is that the person admits they're trying to deceive you. Like, if I see something some kind of way and I believe that's what happened, I am not trying to deceive you, so I'm not gaslighting you. I think y'all use that term way too loosely. And by y'all, I mean people, not you, because I mean, I'm talking about people in general. Every time something happened, you're gaslighting me. No, this is what I saw happen.
Do you remember what we were arguing?
No, about? Nigga. Like, no. Shit. We had 100 fights, no, nigga.
Right.
Probably about your big ass feet, nigga. Fucking King Kong feet.
But people do use the term gaslighting wrong all the time.
A lot of words we use wrong. So, when I was using it, you were doing just that.
If I'm not trying to deceive you, what makes me gaslighting and not you?
I don't know. Was I gaslighting?
Yeah, I mean, you say I'm gaslighting, but it could have been you. Cause
you didn't say that.
My memory's pretty fucking great. So
then tell me what we was arguing about.
Like, that's not important. I'm not gonna sit right there and remember every conversation we had. But like on like stuff that's important or whatever, I'm gonna remember. My memory's pretty great. Am I right or wrong, Mike?
Oh, you're right.
So I know for a fact I wasn't trying to mislead you or gaslight you. I just
it was just a misunderstanding.
It's we both experienced something. We both have different perceptions. My perception is this would happen. Yours is this would happen. I'm not trying to deceive you, so I'm not gaslighting you. I'm not trying to make you feel crazy about what you saw. I'm telling you what I saw. And I think the problem with the world is, you don't do this, but people use these buzzwords because it sounds good. So
oh, you trying to gaslight me? You want, like, no, dog. Learn what you're talking about. I ain't talking about you. I'm just talking about in general. But I want to get a definition of what gaslighting really is.
Nobody never threw that shit at me. I don't really, like, oh, you trying to gaslight me? Like, no, I'm telling you, people done tried to twist my words before. Like, I be making a point about some shit, where, and they'll be like, well, what they got to do with now? Because little shit lead to bigger arguments. A lot of time that be what it be too. People let small shit and ignore it, then they snowball into some bigger shit. So you go back and bring up the old shit, and they be like, well, what the fuck they got to do with today? No, all of this shit is bothering me. That's what I'm talking about. Everything that's bothering me gonna come on all at fucking once. So they try to use the fucking buzzwords to try to win the argument, because that's what women do. Y'all you talking about gaslighters. Y'all are gaslighters.
Yep.
Yes. Go ahead and say no, they not. Bro, Miss I Married Woman.
Am I?
Yes, you're always taking y'all side.
I would think you're a trans woman.
I do got big shoulders, huh?
Apparently, both of y'all got big shoulders.
And I ain't got no baby pictures. Katrina.
Hey, yo. I'm glad you mentioned women.
Can we go back to Dr. Jackie right quick?
Go ahead. What you got to say?
Dr. Jackie, the platform that she has and the field that she is in, that is such a heinous statement. It's very irresponsible for you to use your platform to say such bullshit. And it's very dangerous. Black women, all women deserve to be taken care of like you would take care of a baby during pregnancy. Postpartum, all during your pregnancy. Especially black women, because of how we are treated in the medical field. And I'm so disheartened that Dr. Jackie said that. Because I had such high respect for how she carried herself on TV, from what I seen. Because she didn't really engage, even though she kind of like nice, nasty. She didn't really engage in the bullshit. So I like to see like her not getting out of character on TV, upholding those standards. But that Dr. Jackie is just completely unacceptable.
Robin, may I respond to you?
Sure.
Some people think you use your platform irresponsibly.
Okay.
Like today you just said, today you implied everybody.
I did not imply that.
We're gonna go back and play it. My memory is great.
I know exactly what the fuck I said.
Robin, you said some stupid shit on this platform.
I asked about evidence. I said I have not. I'm not familiar.
Okay, I got it. So you're not familiar with the case.
I'm not. So
you should have shut the fuck up. So you should have just shut the fuck up.
I asked y'all look at the court record, the actual court records, not just what Mike, explosives.
Orange online. Button right now.
I doubt y'all looked at court records.
Do me a favor.
They're probably Who pretty that nigga? Extensive.
Let it go. You fucking suck.
Like you. Talk about the ass drink, but you said he's drinking it.
He about to open it up.
Stupid nigga. No, you a dumb nigga. I was talking to Robin and he got away. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. But you was talking about women, and you was trying to have Robin not talk about women.
Because every time we say women do stuff, she always be like, well, not all. We know we're not talking about all. I'm talking about the ones that I have encountered. I know I ain't never, unfortunately, had the ability to shoot my shot at every woman on the planet. Not for lack of effort.
What did you do with these women?
I don't know. I ain't have an argument with a woman in a long time, so I can't remember the last time.
But you say they were gaslighting.
Because they try to take what, if I'm telling you something is bothering me, and you tell me, oh, it ain't that serious, what that is? I don't like niggas.
We're not talking about niggas, but all right. Yo, what Mike said makes sense. He's trying to express his feelings. And one thing I hate is when people weaponize your vulnerability. I don't know how easy it is for Mike to open up to people. I don't open up to everybody. I got to, like, you know, trust you to open up to you. And I've seen so many instances, not on my behalf, and just me, but I'm talking about, like, people I know, my friends.
Right.
They open up on some traumatic shit that happened in their life. Like, you told me about some traumatic shit in your life. You've never heard me downplay what you did or what you've been through, or try to like bring it, throw it at you in an argument. That's some shit like super low. Like some shit is super, super low.
Right, like some scumbag shit.
And I done witnessed women, like you tell them something that happened to me, whatever, and the second mad they come, that's what they smack you with.
Right.
And like we gotta find better ways to express ourselves and not try to weaponize vulnerability, because in the end you're gonna have somebody who's scared to open up to you.
Like,
I know my circle straight. I know I go up to any one of y'all, I don't think y'all gonna throw it in my face. And if you did, I ain't tripping because I can beat all y'all up. So, it's a quote I know. Like, some people confide in the person that they sleep with. I learned there's no such thing as a secret. Like, some stuff you got to keep to yourself because you're scared to open up because people talk that shit out. That shit bothered me. I mean, nigga, I knew went through that shit. Like, so on behalf of me telling you and you, y'all better get y'all woman in check. I'm gonna keep it a buck.
Well, I agree. That's
if something that's traumatic happened to me and I tell you about it, you try to throw it in my face in an argument. I don't know. Depends on how traumatic it is, because like you might not
that
be in your
be done.
You might not
trigger.
Be in your right
that's
mindset, and you
that's
could nigga might want to choke you or something. You know what I'm saying? I can't justify, but when somebody do something, you're not in your right mindset.
Right.
That's a trigger. Another overused word, but that would be.
Yes, triggering absolute. Is a way overused word.
I hate you,
that
yeah.
would definitely be.
Everything's a trigger, Robin, on the podcast. Uh-huh. on the podcast, everything's a trigger you on the podcast. Oh, that's
but that would be a trigger.
Everything trigger you, though. Like, nigga can't take nothing around you without you being triggered. Like, if we ain't give a fuck about you, we'd just be making all kinds of dick sucking jokes and all kinds of other shit. Like,
I do make a lot of dick sucking jokes.
Shit, I be trying to be conscious, because I know that certain shit bothers her, so I will be conscious about what I say.
She on the Nick show. You better deal with it. What did say, Mike? Deal with it. Who said that? That's Burger.
Yeah.
Y'all know I'm playful too, obviously. How crazy is that? But it doesn't bother me from y'all. But like, if we're talking seriously and you reference me with that egg, yes, that's triggering, because then I remember.
Oh, like if you arguing, I say, shut your dick sucking ass up.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you try to play me early. You don't look good in a suit. You keep it 100.
This nigga don't give a fuck. You don't let nothing slide.
So I look. You keep it a buck. I don't look good in a suit, nigga. Fucking loafers on, nigga. I ain't that nigga right now. I dream Hollywood.
I complimented your fucking slippers and you, what did you do?
I don't know, get off my dick. Something like that.
What did you do?
Say, you know what's funny to me? Like them, the baddies on Instagram, they be bad. And you try to shoot at them a long time ago, like on MySpace or something, or Facebook, and you didn't get them. Now you see them with four kids, three different dads, and they all single. And they single. That shit funny to me.
Yeah, that shit.
Nah, no, they still look bad.
They still look good.
They still look good.
Oh, you said bad.
They still look good, but like, yeah, damn.
They just got boo-boo kids.
They got so many kids. Shit. Should've fucked with me. I'll be in their life.
I be taking that shit all the time.
Like, no. I said, Brian, like, somebody get pregnant, they be. Like, I'm talking about, hold up. They still pregnant. Our baby just got born. This nigga ain't shit. This nigga ain't that. Why you let him live with you then? Like, he wasn't Prince Charming and then turned to a frog. He bit a frog. You dumb bitch.
Love and those emotions don't work like
that. Nah, they dumb niggas.
How? What you mean? So if a nigga get you pregnant one time, you don't take care of that one, you gonna say, hey, let me give it another go around, and maybe this time it might be different.
Nigga, having four kids and single, have to turn everybody down is outrageous. That shit outrageous. Nobody about to date you now. You got so much baggage. No. Somebody gonna date you, not me.
Right.
Like, when I tried to shoot at you 20 years ago, don't come back now.
Well, I'm still trying to holler because I won't fuck still, but
oh
no relationship.
I don't want
a peen for you. That's it.
Nah, I want
a
coochie, man.
Nah, I want the coochie still. Fuck that. Nah, you talking about dating and shit. Nah, playboy.
She's too fertile.
That's literally what I'm about to say. You about to become a baby daddy.
Y'all call me the tackler? I tackle her.
I only got one. I don't give a fuck how many she got. I only got to take care of one, nigga. Fuck. Fuck you mean? She got... I have one child. I don't know how many she got.
Oh, man.
Mike only gonna have one.
That would be your baby sibling.
Wake your ass up.
What the fuck you mean? I'm trying. I took a nap.
Hey, yo.
That shit dead. I don't hear nothing about no siblings.
Yeah, you know about Ruby Rose?
Oh, no. I ain't hear about her. She did not.
A nigga paid a 60K.
Oh, yeah, I saw that shit like 3 weeks ago. Yeah, I saw that.
How the fuck he spent 60K on OnlyFans?
Because he's rich and he ain't got
Hold up. But Ruby Rose, the fuck you for 60K? Like, nigga.
But she was probably ignoring his DMs and shit because she thought he had no money because he looked like he ain't got no money, but he already got money.
What you think I'm gonna pay 60K for OnlyFans when I know I can fuck you for 3K? But you know, Ruby Rose, max 5K?
But white people don't ever dress like they got money. They wear like Wranglers and shit, so. They don't look like they be rich.
Nigga, screenshot his account. Yeah, bitch, you suck it or not.
She might have thought you was a scammer. Like, you lying.
Man, you getting his dick or not, bitch.
In what span did he spend 60K?
I don't fucking know, but that's a lot of fucking money for OnlyFans.
Yeah, he probably was the first nigga to subscribe.
Hey, my nigga.
Because they put shit, like, oh, buy this video for $100. Shit like that.
You can fuck 60,000 bitches.
But he probably buying everything she put on her OnlyFans every month.
You can buy 60,000 bitches.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm explaining the hell how he racked up.
Hold up, nigga, 60K. I probably can fuck Taraji P. Henson for 60K.
She is underpaid, dog.
60K, man, name somebody. What am I saying, hello, bye, man?
You just said you got respect for Michelle, nigga.
Yeah, I'm going to make love to her. I got a pie, bro. I got to be here for last week, nigga. I'm Steph Curry today. I'm shooting that bitch every time.
So he spent $60,000 on her over like time?
Yeah.
Like, over like a couple
for pictures days. And shit.
For pictures that's and videos wild. And shit.
Nigga, I could beat my meat off anything.
That seems excessive.
Yeah.
He
look creepy,
she
too.
She met this nigga in person.
I would be nervous.
Yeah, he was upset, right? Because
that's obsessive.
Oh, yeah.
He was upset.
She gave him her phone number. But he kept texting her over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, that's
that shit about to turn bad. She better she gotta move carefully with this nigga because he might turn into some killer. Like, oh, I'm gonna shoot your house up type shit.
I like Ruby Rose though.
Who is he?
Some regular white dude. I don't know.
Oh,
yeah, he just rich. Some regular white dude just got money.
Most of them rich shit.
Yeah, probably like a tech nigga or something like that.
Hey, bro, like real talk. If you white and poor, you trash. That's I don't know how the fuck you white and poor.
I don't give white homeless people money. Fuck that, nigga. You,
I say that. I say that all the time. Y'all got a head badge.
Losing the race. How you losing the race for the head start, nigga? You ain't getting nothing. You struggle.
Yo, peep this. You know, Navy Federal was turning down black people on mortgage loans.
Yeah. Even when niggas with good fucking credit scores, they still was turning them down. That's fucked up.
Nigga who made like 160, like I think he made like 130 a year, got turned down, but the white man got approved, made 50K a year.
I show you. That's why a lot of people don't be checking those boxes on shit when they actually if you're black. A lot of people just leave it blank.
I don't care. I put nigga. I scratch out black and put nigga. You know how I'm coming. Black, white, other nigga. All right. You know we were singing earlier, bro. All right, peep this out. What's a song you like?
That was her always fucking mumbling songs. Like always.
Right, what's a song you like that surprised you? Like people like, oh, she like that song? Something that surprised you. That surprised the world.
Ooh, oh. I don't know the name of it.
Broken Clocks is my shit. I love Broken Clocks. What the fuck is that?
Nigga,
it's
sing.
Some country song.
We going country?
I do like that country song. Oh, I forgot who
sing it out loud, nigga.
I'm a redneck woman.
I ain't never heard that song before.
I gotta find it.
Hey, Deonica, what's a song you like that'll shock the world?
Probably like if I listen to like some like Paramore, like Misery Business or something like that.
I ain't surprised.
You know?
Sing.
You look like you like Paramore.
Sing.
No, ew. Why you want me to sing?
That's what we're doing.
I never meant to brag, but I got him where I want him now. Don't ever clip that, please.
I ain't about to clip nothing. I ain't got time tonight.
You should though.
Stay fresh. Go ahead.
Oh, how far broke clouds go? Oh, my God. Going back to the strip club, SZA be killing that shit. Y'all like that shit? And like the other type song she got, the new shit?
You talking about lying on the stand and shit? That shit go hard too.
Sure. You talking about them depressing psychopath songs?
Them bitches go hard. Fuck y'all talking about? I be jamming all that work.
They do. They are okay, but they play Shirt too much on the radio and stuff. And
I ain't like, never knew that song was so fucking toxic till like somebody had to show me the fucking lyrics to that shit. I'm like, this the fuck she's singing?
I think I saw it on Graham. I saw the lyrics on the Graham.
Jesus Christ. Talking about lying on the stand. But
Mike, I think you mentioned Broken Clocks on episode 95, The Dress.
That's my shit, boy.
My memory's that good. Episode 95, The Dress. Because you're not that important to me. He's important. I got it, son.
Y'all niggas, bro, y'all argued every week for how long? Y'all would argue every...
Until I fired her.
Right. Like, you know how hard it is to fucking memorize every argument? Fired. Oh, Lord. She going... Y'all going to 2024 with that shit?
I remember me walking out.
I'm putting the poll up this week. Fuck that. I'm putting the poll up. Did Robert get fired? Yes or no?
It wasn't recorded.
Nigga, everybody in this, well, three of us in the room know you got fired. You can lie to yourself and gaslight Deonica yourself. I say three of us. One, two, three. Three of us know you got fired. You can lie to yourself. Like, nigga, you got fired. In fact, I went through a lot of firing. You, Millie, Tony, I went to Cannon niggas, Harold.
Thomas, first episode.
You got fired.
I walked out.
I bet you don't remember me. And she said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that miniskirt. Yeah, yeah. That's my song.
That's arguing every week. What the fuck is wrong with us?
Hey. You pissed me off.
That's my
own. Wait, you know why? You know why?
At one point, I was like, don't come downstairs and get me, because we're going to get in the argument.
Oh, that's something. Tony went and got you before. I ain't get your ass. I said, leave her.
I'm not talking about in the argument. I'm talking about, like, when I pulled up. Like, we would argue, like, when you would come meet me.
Why was the argue?
I don't know.
Mike, why was the argue?
Because you was probably late.
No, I wasn't.
Robin, you ain't never been on fucking time. Like, nigga, you ain't never been on. Like, dog, I promise you. You filmed about 50 episodes. You was on time twice. Okay. Were you on time today?
No, I wasn't.
You almost missed our podcast. We was going to leave your ass outside.
I wasn't on time today.
All right, then. I'm about to say, I'm going to tell you why you pissed me off.
Today?
No, just like recently.
Okay.
Because you support D1.
I do. I like D1.
That nigga makes me sick. Dog, he want to be 50 Cent so bad, he want Joe Budden to be Ja Rule. He trying to drag this beef on forever. It's a one-sided beef. He keeps bringing it up. I follow this nigga on Instagram. I follow him. I try to support him. I bought that poo-ass album. What, the Hood to Harvard or something? I bought that dumb-ass album. I ain't playing yet, but I paid for that fucking album because I support everybody. I support this nigga, but every time I turn around, he's on a live. Oh, Joe Budden, you said this. He said that shit a month ago. Let it go, nigga. D1, let it go. You know what this nigga said? You know what he said? You said I'm a thorn in your side. If I drop this track, it's gonna be a dagger in your side. Boy, nigga ain't scared of your rapping ability. Joe Budden's a better rapper than you. Like, hold up. Joe Budden ain't had no Hall of Fame career,
right?
But he did more than you. Nigga, Pump It Up is played. I never heard Sally Mae played on those songs. He got one highline. He playing that shit over and over again. You think accountability is ability to count? He keeps saying that line over and over again. That's his one highline. Hey, D1, dog. Say, my nigga, you out of your life, dog. You got out of life. You know what bothered me? I'm on IG yesterday. I'm on IG. He posts. His fans, you know, New Orleans is going to support him. His fans are saying, who the fuck Joe Budden is? What he did? He's more successful than D1 in music, and he got a number one podcast in urban media. Like, I don't even like Budden like that. Like, his podcast is terrible now.
I miss Rory and Maul.
What they shit terrible too.
I know. I need them together.
But
with Park,
D1 is not accomplished. So how is fans talking about Joe Budden? Come on, niggas say Joe Budden want to be relevant. He's the number one podcast in urban media. He's relevant already. He's interviewing Nicki Minaj right now. What are we talking about? Like, New Orleans, bro, I know y'all love D1. Tell him stop.
I try to support him, but every fucking day he's on an Instagram live talking about Joe Budden. I'm sick of it.
So you don't think the content of our music needs to change? I applaud him for standing up to the industry and using his
platform. Okay. There's like 50 sub-genres of rap.
Right.
Do you want everybody to rap like him? They got gangster rap. They got trap rap. They got lyrical rap, conscious rap. They got different lanes for raps. That's why they got different lanes. So you want niggas to, you want everybody to rap like him? Nigga, like, let's stop lying. He's not supported, no. Like, niggas don't support him. Niggas, like, nobody buying his album. I bought that fucking album. Nobody buying that fucking album because niggas don't buy albums.
Even though they have.
They show fake love.
Subgenres. The mainstream shit is very toxic and very damaging.
No, it's not. No, dog. They got 100 rappers that's mainstream. All of them toxic? Stop it. Stop it, dog. Who the top rapper? Who the top three rappers in the world right now? Who the top three rappers in the world right now?
Cole, Kendrick, and Drake.
Okay, all three of those toxic?
Are they the top rappers?
Yes, they are. They're on top of Mount Rushmore right now. Yes.
Yours?
Oh, so name somebody.
The media, like, Drake's on a 13-year run right now. Come on, like, what are you talking about? Drake's on like a 13-year run. Like, everybody right now saying who the best rapper in the world, J. Cole's name is probably popping up. Most people in the mainstream are going to say J. Cole. So it's not just mine, because I don't like Drake, Cole, or Kendrick like that. Actually, I do like him like that, but.
I would say I like them.
But, like, they're not toxic, so don't say that shit. And you know what?
Do they get played in the club?
J. Cole come on every other song.
And, hold up. Do they get played in the club you want to hear? Are you in the club you want to hear? Praise the Lord. God got my back. Are you trying to hear? Back that ass up. Back that ass up. Yeah, I want to hear back that ass up.
And they play a whole lot of shoot this nigga.
Because you're trying to get lit.
And that would be the issue. That those things get us lit. That's literally the point.
Because they energy song. They high energy. Nothing about church.
Hey, Crystal. Hey, my nigga, Crystal Rap ain't that popping. And he wasn't that good.
Killing each other is high energy. That would be the literal point. It has infected our moral compass, so where that shit gets us lit.
Robin,
why?
Robin, you ever kill somebody?
No, but you play
killer music.
You
I know Mike. Like, I want this one. I want this one.
Go ahead.
So you think people?
I grew up on it,
so you think the music makes people kill?
It's a part of it. It's
so, like, cause every nigga I had beef with, the nigga I shot at before. Like, it wasn't music. It was beef.
It doesn't have to be to the extreme of killing, but it does affect our attitudes and how we treat each other. Like, yes, it does. Be like, somebody look at
you. You can speak for yourself.
What that nigga looking at? What this bitch looking at?
No, Robin, you got a stupid face. If you look at me, I'm be like, what the fuck you looking at? Like, you like a gargoyle. What you looking at, nigga?
Why would that be our first response?
Because I don't like ugly people looking at me.
Some people just ignorant.
I don't like ugly looking at me.
They don't have nothing to do with the music they listen to.
Hold up.
It has a lot to do. Music heavily influences us.
It doesn't. Like, you got to speak for yourself. How you going to say, hey, hold up. Mike, does music heavily influence you?
No.
Does it heavily influence you?
You know who mainly purchases a lot of gangster rap? Suburban white kids.
He's right.
I was about to say.
He's right.
But we listen to it.
So what about them, though? What about them?
I'm not concerned.
They're the main consumers of it because that's who want to be gangster. The suburban white kids who try to steal our mannerisms.
I'm more concerned with us and in our communities, and it definitely negatively affects our communities.
Look at me, nigga. Like, look at me. I listen to gangster rap. How did it affect me negatively? How? In what way?
You don't think sometimes how you respond to people? It affects our attitude.
Hey, nigga, I was a dickhead as a child.
Gangster rap was around when you was a child?
No, my parents parented. I didn't listen to gangster rap as a child.
Maybe not in your household, but I'm sure.
I didn't hear it at all.
Really?
No, I ain't get on like music like till 10th grade. No, till 9th grade. Till 10th grade. Like, I knew songs. I knew something, but I wasn't into music like that. I was on video games. I didn't care about music. I went back and listened to old shit. When I got 10th grade, I went back and, nigga, I ain't had Reasonable Doubt in 96. I ain't had that shit. I went back and listened to that shit. The only thing I had was Immature.
I will never lie.
And he ain't going to no dances.
They ain't playing nothing but ass shaking music at dances.
Nigga, I was at one dance. I was forced to go.
Ignorant shit.
No, I was forced to go to that dance. I was one dance. My mom was like, "You better be social. Go to that dance." I ain't now. They playing. She gave me money for clothes. I bought video games. But I
what music they playing on the video game?
Some old techno shit they probably had built the
game. I'm playing mad, nigga.
It wasn't like he was playing Grand Theft Auto like it is now, but he got real songs on the game.
I'm just asking. I'm not like they I play Sonic and shit.
Music did not affect me. It didn't affect me. It don't affect everybody. No, it doesn't. Music that it does not make me go out there and do stuff. Like, if anything, TV will manipulate me to do stuff. I see the niggas in the 80s. Fucking Beamers. Gold ropes. Yeah, like that'll affect me to go do some music. Like, I know these niggas fake anyway, so them rapping about shit ain't, ooh, what are you doing? Like, 90% of these niggas fake anyway.
I feel like music can put you in different moods.
It don't make you kill nobody.
Not me.
It just give me energy. Like, listening to, fucking Knuck If You Buck or Head Bustle.
Fucking right. I come in the club shaking my dreads. You be saying your dreads, but that shit come on too. You be shaking them wild ass dreads. Tell me I'm lying. Tell me I'm lying.
Shake my head.
So what you doing? Nothing, but come on.
The beat is, I rap it.
Thank you. You don't know no words to Knock If You Buck except for Knock If You Buck. What's the name? What? Nigga know the beginning of the first few lyrics and that's it.
Say Robin. That's it. So would you prefer that everybody in the industry rap like D1? Oh, guess what? That's what. Now we're not creative. All we got is a bunch of D1s in. Look, what's that nigga? LaFace? LaCroix? What's that nigga name?
LaCroix?
Yeah.
No. But glorifying the shit that's in our community is not okay. The negative shit that's in our community is not okay. It's literally not okay. Like, I listen to. What is his name? Gucci and BG. Nostalgic Moment. Sounds like an old.
I don't listen. Money. I don't listen to none of them niggas.
But I was just, oh, this is nice. But also, nigga, you too old to be talking about this shit. Like,
how you gonna tell somebody I told me talking about? Like, nigga, like, what? How you gonna tell somebody do what they craft? Nigga, you too old to fucking do what you do.
I guess.
Wearing an ugly ass fucking jacket. Who dressed you?
I guess. This is like.
How you gonna tell some? Like, hold up. If niggas wanted to hit D1, he would go platinum. Nobody wanna hit that bullshit.
Right.
New Orleans standing behind them because it's New Orleans, and we love standing behind popular shit.
So you can talk about positive things with those lit beats. Because a lot of it is the beats.
Nobody want to hear what he talking about. Nobody want to hear that shit. And the funny thing is, I hate New Orleans because on Instagram, his fans are standing behind him, but they don't even care about the message.
Right.
Because they don't want to hear that shit. They want to hear Lil Wayne killing. They stand behind him, but they don't even believe his message.
I believe it.
New Orleans stupid. Okay, hold up. You believe it? Take that shit out your car and play nothing but his positive rap. I don't hear none of that fucking gangster hood shit, nothing. Play that positive rap. Stand by it. Stand 10 toes. Well, stand 10 toes down forever.
I was silent, but the last song I was playing was Ultralight Beam.
Stand 10 Kanye? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stand 10 toes down.
He ignorant. He said a lot of ignorant shit.
Sunday service is heaven sent, though.
It is.
It's not.
It's real nice.
Nigga, I got his last album. What his last album was? What's that shit called? It wasn't no cursing. Donda. I got that album. Donda,
yeah.
It was just nigga shit with no cursing. It was all nigga shit with no cursing.
So Lil Wayne, first album.
So
I didn't listen to him.
So it's just nigga shit, but you just don't want to hear the curse word? That's what this is? You
like no, the shit? Content. It's the content. It tells 50, men how to go out and treat women.
Hip-hop is 50 years old. So what they was doing before that?
Oh, stop. No. Hold that. You think the concept is telling men how to treat women or the fact that...
they do.
Or the fact that women are getting pregnant... No foundation. There's no couple. All of those, like, they fucking a nigga getting pregnant, nigga leaving. So these kids are being raised by no dad, just a mama. That's why I don't treat women because women are raising men on how to treat women. Oh. So what's the bigger problem? The music or the fact that these kids growing up with no daddy?
I think the fact that they're growing up with no daddy, the music has a huge influence in that.
So it's you think music makes the music the reason why they ain't got no dad?
It's a part of the problem. It's not the sole reason.
No, there's
many different.
The problem is a decision making. Decision making. You fucking with no condom. You got pregnant at a young age. Well, nigga ain't gonna stick around. The nigga had red flags already, but no, you still fuck with him.
Literally have songs that say fuck him and leave him.
What song? What song? I'm gonna Google it right now. What song? Please tell me. Are you guessing? Name one.
No, I get what she's
coming. So I don't know names of songs.
Like, oh, okay. Rabbit. Then. We'll find it. Might Google it. Rabbit. Then. No. Right now, you talking because it sound good. I don't know. Now, one song that say fuck him and leave him.
There's plenty of songs that say fuck him and leave him.
Well, give me one.
I don't know. I can't. I don't know the name of songs. Stop acting like that's not that's okay. A common phrase.
Okay. Who sings it? Who raps it? Man, they got plenty of songs that say follow Jesus. I can say that shit too. I don't know who rap it. I don't know who this. Come on, nigga. You saying that shit because it sound good, but you can't prove it.
I'm not saying it because it sound. You absolutely know that they say that in rap songs.
Nobody. Hey, Mike, think about it right now.
So they don't have no songs that talk about fuck bitches and leave them? Get a bitch to suck my dick? Maybe not verbatim.
I can't think of no song to say fuck a bitch and leave them.
I'm pretty sure.
Money over bitches. Though. That don't mean leave them. That mean get money. That don't mean leave them.
My niggas over bitches.
Who said nigga over bitches?
A lot of rappers have said that.
Name one. Songs. I'm saying, though, like, you shooting bullets, but you ain't got no name on the bullets. Like, I can't believe what you're saying. Like, tell me the artist if I can Google it. I'm going to listen to the song. Because the music I listen to, nobody says fuck bitches and leave them. I don't listen to that shit. And I listen to a lot of rap.
So you've never heard that? I highly doubt that.
I've never heard it. And I don't believe you heard it too.
I've definitely heard it.
If you heard so many examples, you better name at least one fucking song. Or at least one fucking artist.
I don't know. I listen to Lil Wayne all the time and I can't name his songs. Not a one.
No, that's a lot right there.
Go DJ.
Okay. I'm a young money millionaire, tougher than Nigerian. Hey, what song that is?
I don't know.
Lying. Nigga lying for no reason.
I don't know.
Nigga, lying for no reason.
Is it a million?
Yes, it is. Okay. There you go. I just caught you in a lie. Nigga, that was easy. Thank you.
I don't know names of songs.
Robin, you talking? You throwing a lot of shit to the wall and hoping it stick. These rappers say this, but you don't know the rappers. You don't know the songs.
I'm not great at names either. Y'all had to tell me who people are.
You know what you're great at? Lying.
I'm not lying.
And create narratives to fit your story with your lying ass.
You absolutely know that takes place in rap. So, have you ever heard of that, Mike?
What?
In songs.
Think about it. Like, Mike, think all those.
Just that phrase in general, or that exact phrase. Like, I don't heard. Like,
everything. Not verbatim, fuck them and leave them, but the context is you fuck bitches and leave them. Fuck them and duck them. What? Is that the line?
Fuck them and duck them, man.
My niggas can rap. Niggas, I listen to rap, so they not gonna come up with this ABC shit. That's some D1 shit. Nigga, that's
a
rap.
A lot of rappers have said that in their fucking songs. Rap that I was forced to hear because it came on the radio or some shit. That is common.
Like toxic rap like a Future.
Hey, bro.
And Lil Wayne because he got.
You know the rappers I listen to don't be on the radio like that. Like, you talking about? Like, my nigga.
Then what we talking about here? I'm talking about the mainstream rap.
I like Danicus. I like Nas. I like Hover.
Like Futures. And
no, she talking about fucking old. Soulja Slim might say that shit. I don't listen to him. He might say it. He might say it. I don't know. I don't listen to him, so he don't affect me. I have no slow motion.
Then what's your argument? Your argument is that I was lying about it when I'm not.
But no, my argument is
listen to put a bullet on a lot of rap.
Yeah, as I feel if like you're that's the expert. Some Future hey, lyrics hey, or like yeah.
It was more than him.
Who the most popular rapper is?
I can't identify. I don't know.
Amongst young people is young.
No, talk about right, the history of rap. Who's the most popular rapper?
Jay-Z, Drake.
Maybe Jay-Z, Drake, Pac. I never heard none of them say that shit. I never heard none of them say that shit. If anybody said it, it might be Pac, because he did his lyrical out of all of them, but...
I mean, yeah, he said a lot of contradictory shit, too. He did say something about getting money over bitches and all that shit like that. And then he'll come back with some positive shit, too, so it's a balance.
That's not a balance.
That is a balance.
If you say something negative and something positive, that's the balance.
You break my heart, today is fuck you. I don't want to hear nothing. Fuck y'all bitches. Now I'm mad because you dumped me. But tomorrow, I'm going to feel better, so I'm going to be more positive. What you mean that ain't no balance?
Hey, we probably got to wrap up, nigga. Shit.
Yeah, right. I just had to get it out there. She's talking about there ain't no balance.
That's not balance.
Like, hey, Robin, dog, I ain't going to lie to you. Say, bro, you got to go practice. Robin, you got to go practice.
Respect of women in our cultures, that's never a balance.
When somebody hurt your feelings, it's fucking hurt your feelings.
Hey, Robin, so if we raise women and disrespect women, ain't that a middle ground? Like, we raise women, disrespect women. So, doesn't that equal out to balance?
It doesn't. Your math is off.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
So if I say something negative and something positive, what we staying at? What do we staying?
Oh, you're at elementary.
What we staying? If I say something negative,
let's graduate this to calculus.
Hey, Mike.
And the variables. And the very damaging effects that it has.
I ain't got to do the count. I pay little niggas to do the count for me. I'm on a different level. My tax bracket, I'm paying little niggas to do it for me.
That's the derivative.
My tax bracket is different. I pay little niggas to do it for me.
The degrees that I don't have, I don't do that kind of math.
I pay little niggas to do shit like that for me.
Gotcha. And I'm telling you, your math is off.
I don't need a degree for that. I pay little niggas like that to do it. I pay little niggas like you to do my counting for me.
Your math is off.
I pay little niggas like you to do my counting for me. She don't like that.
Your math is off.
She don't like that.
I'm telling you, your math is off.
Robin, bro, you be sounding ridiculous like the past. All podcasts, you sound ridiculous.
Because you're nothing wrong with that. A little simple plus, like you're writing with a crayon and a negative, whereas you have a whole lot of A plus X.
I got enough comments to say if I say something bad about Mike and something good about Mike, it's going to balance out.
It's not that simple.
It is that simple.
You're smart enough to know that it's way more simple. Complex than that.
It is that simple. It is that simple.
It's not.
Yes, it is. No, hey, Robin, you've been a fool this whole podcast.
No, it's not.
Like, not a fool, but
you've
been...
So, like, if I say something to your point where you were talking about somebody being vulnerable and weaponizing it, so I can take that low blow and then tell you look great, does that even the fuck out?
Yes, it does.
Fuck no.
It depends on who you is.
I got you.
You tell me the wrong time, have somebody knock you the fuck out.
I got you. So if I weaponize your vulnerability and then say your shoes look nice, that balances out because that's a positive and that's a negative.
I can fight. You say
simple
something. You.
So my point, I'm right. Say I'm right.
You can say Dominic, you look bad today. If I'm in a bad mood, I'm gonna knock you the fuck out.
Just say I'm right. say I'm right.
You can say Dominic, you look bad today. If I feel bad, I'm knocking you the fuck out. The wrong thing to me, you get knocked the fuck out.
You right, Robin.
You say the wrong thing to me, you get knocked the fuck out. That's not music. That's these hands. That's not music. That's respect level. You say the wrong thing to me I don't like, I'm knocking you the fuck out. Music ain't do that.
You didn't enter violence. Music, that's not balance.
Music don't do that to me. Like
yes, it do.
Music didn't make me a dickhead. I was fighting before music. I've been a violent dickhead my whole life. Way before I got into hip-hop. That's in me. That's instilled in me. My temper. Music ain't put a temper in me.
Hip-hop wasn't all around you?
No, it wasn't.
You have older sisters.
My sisters are way older than me. I'm a kid. They out the house. Like, they're way older than me.
They never came around you?
No. Jamie fucking 10 years older than me. Dana was out. Dana left at 18 or 17. Dana left. I'm 10. Like, dog, I wasn't around these people.
I'm not arguing that, but I'm just saying so.
I wasn't around these people. I was around my little cousin Brandon. I mean, he older than me. I was around Brandon. All me and Brandon was playing Legos.
My mom did not let me listen to certain shit, but I still kind of.
That's you. That's you. Stop protecting your life on me. We different.
Because of the schools we went to.
I went to good schools. We didn't play that shit, nigga. I went to great schools.
Don't shit on my schools. I went to Gentilly Terrace.
Yeah, I went to Jean Garvis, was a better school.
I went to fucking Summerbridge with Gene Garden people, and they definitely was ignorant, talking ignorant music, and I had to pretend
it wasn't. You're lying.
I'm not lying.
They were lying again. What's their names? They were lying again. Final thought this shit. Rob a lot of poor point on time, man. Final thought this shit. Go ahead, Deonica. Lying ass nigga.
Merry Christmas.
Man, happy fucking Kwanzaa. Go ahead, Robin.
Dr. Jackie, you wrong.
No, nigga, you wrong. Go ahead, Mike.
I was right, though. You didn't want to admit it. You just want to keep over talking.
Let me guess.
And deflect.
Since I don't see your point, I'm gaslighting, too. Go ahead, Mike. Final thought that shit.
Pac was definitely here making balanced music. I don't know why you don't agree with that, but that's a conversation for another day. Don't say nothing.
Keep your head up, dear mama.
Yes.
Man, fuck that nigga.
But
y'all have a happy holidays. Enjoy your loved ones, because... Yeah, people that was around last year that's not around this year. So, just enjoy their company.
You're so right. I appreciate that, Mike.
Yo, team ain't solidified. The lead ain't solid. I've been solid since day one. Episode 134, 5, 6 of the TMI podcast. One of them motherfuckers. We streaming everywhere. Happy holidays to you. If you celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas. Them Jews celebrate what? Hanukkah?
Yeah.
I don't fuck with them Jews like that. The niggas celebrate Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa. I hope y'all enjoyed Robin. It's our last episode. She is fired. You're fired.